Kayra Hallelujah. As a 53-year-old, am I damn excited now the AstraZeneca vaccine, official word on it has been shifted to over 60. It's recommended now for those to take it. So no more lying to health officials about my age, which was something I was planning to do. You know how you've been saying I should actually go and get the vaccine, which I was, you know, about to go and sign up on. My doctors from Monday are saying they're open for vaccinations. And I was a bit reluctant to go, oh, geez, with all the blood clot information. Well, as of yesterday, we heard the news that now they're recommending it for over 60s only.
Yeah, well, you have been avoiding getting the jab, really, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
Out of fear.
Most Aussies have. You look at the stats, they're saying there's vaccine hesitancy for nearly 70 or 80% of the population, which is stopping, you know, that full coverage they're looking for. Because they reckon, statistically, the best we'll get in Australia may be 80%. There'll always be about 20 or, you know, 19 to 20% that will never, ever get a jab. But to have the efficacy for controlling COVID in the country, it's got to be 80%. So that's we're going to try and drive those numbers up. And moving the AstraZeneca age bracket will now make that decision a lot easier for people like me. Because
you were very reluctant to get it, weren't you? Because, and look, I can understand that. And you were... Well, jealous is probably the wrong word, but
yeah,
because I
could
obviously get the Pfizer. Well, yeah. Listen, well, okay, I will use jealous because I haven't listened to you. But, look, you were genuinely concerned. And even though we spoke to Dr. Beck and she said, look, it's so rare and it's one in a million. And when you look at the statistics, I mean, obviously, you know, you have more chance of a blood clot being on birth control pills. And, you know, there's all these different things that you're more likely to get a blood clot from. So, realistically... You think you really didn't have any reason to be concerned?
Well, I heard a stat. It was one in 25 MCGs that it could happen. But the government has heeded the advice and the anecdotal evidence that's coming out from different doctors and has moved that age about 10 years. Not sure what that means for the over 60s. I'm not sure if they, you know, feel that, wow, that's the only option they've got. But I know friends of mine I've spoken to who are in my age bracket have actually gone to some of these vaccine hubs and said, we want Pfizer. They've actually been that blatant. And they had to go and explain their reasons why. And they've used excuses like, well, we're going on holidays. I want the 3-week, you know, situation because AstraZeneca is 12 weeks between the two jabs. Pfizer's only 3. And they want to close that gap so they can get away. So they're using excuses like that and really
fabricating reasons, weren't they?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that wasn't true of your friends.
Well, good luck to them for getting through and managing to get the Pfizer. But now I'm going to feel better about going to a vaccine hub, which, by the way, we still haven't got one here in town. All right? I can't understand why people have got to travel to SKU to get that or that Caloundra one that's open till the end of June.
Well, I got mine at Nambour. So you don't have to go all the way to...
So I can just pop in there, can I?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
No, well, I think they still like you to make an appointment online. So you're best to do that. That helps them.
So should I go there or my doctors?
I don't know. Either or.
Okay.
Make the phone call, get on and book an appointment.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm thinking, anyone who's over 50 now and has been hesitating, and I know there's been a lot of the Zinc family that has been, that are in my book, does that change it for you now? Mm. Are you ready to go down this weekend and start jab number one, because we still haven't got a lot of the population with jab number one yet. Does that change anything for you? Kev's on the loader at Colgoa, mate. You said you're, 35, mate?
Yeah, 35, yep.
So you'd be right in for Pfizer anyway. So, mate, you wouldn't be worried about the old vaccine, would you? Are you going to get vaxxed, even at your age?
Nah, I'm not too concerned myself. I'm getting healthy. I reckon I'd hold off pretty easy, but, I don't know what the opinion is on... We spread it if we do get it, but I don't know.
So are you just sort of in two minds as to whether to get the vaccination or not?
Yeah, that's it, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Would it change your mind if, or would you be upset if your workplace said, look, you know, we want everyone to get vaccinated, would you go and do it?
Oh, that is probably, yeah, I wouldn't like to be pressured into doing it, no.
Yeah, I feel the same, mate. I'm just happy that for my age bracket I can actually get it with peace of mind. But, Kev, that's a decision you've got to make, mate, being 35 years of age. And I think for you, because of that extra 2.5 million people now getting AstraZeneca, you're going to be pushed further down the line because of your age. So you might be waiting maybe another 6 months or so for Pfizer. So that probably doesn't worry you, does it, mate?
Yeah, that doesn't concern me, no. That's good. Right. Currently I'm just working for myself, so... Yeah.
Well, you don't talk to anyone,
so you
right?
Won't pressure yourself.
Good on you, Kev. All right, mate. You have yourself a great weekend, my friend.